All right, but my book this week that I'll be talking about is called The Great American Deception. Now, this could be appropriate depending on your politics in this day and age, but it's talking about something completely different by that. It's The Great American Deception by Scott Stein. This is Monty Python meets Sam Spade in the future. This book is absolutely hilarious. Now, while reading this book, I would have to say I chuckled. Okay, let me give myself a... There we go. I guffawed. I tittered. I even, dare I say, chortled. That is correct. A chortling occurred. Now, I know you're wondering what kind of book would allow chortling to commence.
This was not a melancholy book.
No, this is not a melancholy book. No, absolutely. This is the opposite of a melancholy book. This is a mechalacia. I don't know what the opposite of...
Douglas Adams?
This is very style? Reminiscent of a Douglas Adams type book. Absolutely.
Were any Thin Mints consumed in this book?
No, the wave of thin mints. No, there were no. But I did have some Junior Mints yesterday, Sylvia.
Oh, you did,
Sylvia. Well, we stopped off at the gas station. She wanted some Junior Mints.
You two are dangerous together.
So she wanted some. We got Fireballs and Junior Mints. Oh yeah, that's right. So all right, getting back. But you could enjoy this book with some fine Junior Mints. Just don't, you know, remember that episode of Seinfeld was a Kramer who choked on the Junior Mint and it fell in the operating theater into the guy's. So just be careful when you're eating your Junior Mints.
Second Seinfeld reference.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Did I miss the first one?
I referenced Kung Pao Chicken with
George. All right. I wasn't listening. Now, this is a book in which there is a ton of fun wordplay to be had here. There is zany punnery abounds. And the scene in which our hero has been asked to create a commotion as a distraction, and then he sets about breaking down what level of commotion is required. Did you want a ruckus, a fracas, a brouhaha, a Donnybrook? It's really, the more I thought about it, it is true. As someone who's created more than my share of distractions,
yes,
there is a big difference between a well-crafted hullabaloo and a nice, giant, big stink. You really have to know what the purpose is and then decide, you know, how you're going to go about creating that distraction. Just one of the many times I found myself LOLing while reading this book. Of course, usually my outbursts are unplanned interruptions, hastily constructed and often contrived in the middle of a boring teacher meeting just to stir up the old faculty pot a little bit and keep everyone on their toes. Well, and to wake people up. But Andrew, have you ever had to create a level 2 ruckus or even, dare I say, a level 5 ruckus?
I do not believe so.
No, Dave, never.
Don't even know what you're talking about. Well,
depending on the day, I might start off period one. They're staring at me, you know, with these blank vacant expressions, though I half asleep. I might dive into a level 6 Donnybrook for, you know.
No.
It all depends. And then by the last period, usually I have to back up, and the students are the ones creating their own ruckuses.
Because you've exhausted yourself.
There is ruck eye to be had.
Yeah. When in software development, we have meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and there's stand-up meetings, and there's scrum meetings, and there's reviews, and there's retros, and there's all these different ceremonies.
Is that where you all wear your tie-dyes?
No.
Retros.
But
your retro packs?
Yeah, and so maybe I'll do that for the next one. I'll wear my tie-dye. But anyways, sometimes nobody's engaging.
Oh.
Right.
Right? And it's just like, okay, where is everybody today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to, it's like, you know, you might as well not be having the meeting, except that you must.
The show must go on.
The energy's off with the group. Yeah.
Well, and that is exactly what happened in one of my moments. If I'm looking around and people have got those glazed expressions, mm-hmm. as the theater teacher, I have to take it upon myself to create some. Sometimes I'll just start grabbing everyone's hand and say, okay, guys, let's form a circle and we're going to pass the heartbeat around the room. No, I've never done
You've never done
Why
that.
Why would it then?
So Dave, as a theater teacher, in a sense, you must create a little drama.
That's right. Drama for the drama teacher. Anyway, let me tell you about The Great American Deception and the hero of her book. Now, listen, it takes this guy, this author, Scott Stein is his name. All right. It takes a massive set of guts to create a hero of your book. This is the guy who's narrating your book from the first person point of view. This is the guy that your reader is going to spend every minute dealing with. It takes a lot of guts to make the hero and narrator of your book a rolling robotic coffee maker. But that is indeed what Scott Stein has done to great effect. Now, the coffee maker's name is RJ. He's a talking coffee maker. Imagine this. Imagine if you, wherever you want, you had this little rolling coffee maker that would follow you around, and all he had to do was just make the best cup of whatever you wanted. Can I have a cup of coffee, RJ? And he makes the best
Dave,
coffee in the world. I know that's exactly what you want for Christmas.
No, it would get old after one day.
This RJ, I don't know. He's hilarious. He engages. There's a lot of
one day.
He goes off on tangents, and he makes the best coffee in the world.
One day, and I'm trying to figure out how to silence RJ.
One day?
One day.
Well, RJ is delivered to private investigator Frank Harkin, just as Frank is about to embark on his new case. His new case is to find a missing woman whose name is Winsome Smiles. Now, Frank is not very pleased at how verbose the coffee maker is, and also he's a little bit put off by RJ's long-winded tangents on various subjects. The reader, however, finds them hilarious. Frank does find that RJ makes an absolutely amazing cup of coffee, and as a big coffee drinker, decides to take him along the way to help find the missing Winsome Smiles.
So he's got a sidekick.
Yes, and RJ is very excited
this
to be
like one
a detective in training. It is kind
of
like one. Yes, Andrew, I can see you
the AI
enjoying
sidekick.
enjoying this book immensely. And although it is futuristic, it's set in the future, obviously, and the narrator is a talking coffee maker, it's not necessarily a strict science fiction-y type book. This is very, to me, like you said, Laura, this is very reminiscent of Douglas Adams in tone, slapstick, punny humor, not unlike the movie Airplane. In fact, there is a twist on the old Don't Call Me Shirley joke in this book that I did LOL at. So Frank and RJ set off to find Winsome Smiles, and along the way, they encounter mobsters like Tommy Tentos and his enforcer Iceberg. And there's plenty of hilarious speculation on why he's called Iceberg, all the while RJ rolls along, doling out wit, wisdom, and delicious coffee. This is all set in The Great American, which is basically, as far as I could figure out, The Great American is a picture of America as a mall, like an enclosed mall.
Oh,
that's the
good.
Great American.
I like that. Which is what Andrew, to Andrew's point, is perhaps where we're headed.
That's right, yeah.
Earlier.
So that's what The Great American is. This this is funny. This is, you know what? At one point in the book, someone references a book, and they're like, what's a book? And they said, well, a book is described as something people use to pretend to read, which I thought was a pretty good way of describing what a book is. This is funny. This is wildly inventive.
Question, does RJ annoy Frank at all?
Oh, RJ is constantly annoying Frank in every way possible.
Yeah.
He's just constantly going on tangents about...
I bet. That's a good setup.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It's the perfect escape valve into an alternate indoor reality where punnery runs as rampant as the high jinxery and Tom foolishness. Very enjoyable read. I like this one a lot. Now, I'm just going to need one of those RJ models for Christmas. So... that book is The Great American Deception by Scott Stein.